A farmer's prayer. Lord, you know I got a whole lot to do today. And to be honest, I feel a bit like Cousin Jake the time he entered the pie-eating contest. Well, I guess I don't need to tell you my stories, 'cause like the pastor said, you're omniscient, which we both know means you already know everything that there is to be a knowing, including all of my stories. But somehow telling them to you does me good. So, thanks for listening. Anyhow, as you recall, Cousin Jake got his days mixed up and thought he had one more day to practice. He had just finished stuffing himself at all-you-can-eat Pow-Rama Eatery when someone said the contest was fixing to start. The result was that, when the bell rang, Cousin Jake got off to a mighty slow start. And that's about how I feel this morning. Lord, I got so much to do today, and not much time to do it, and I can't afford any trouble. It's not like I go looking for trouble, but that doesn't always stop it from finding me. It's like what happened to Poppy when he was a boy. He was picking wild berries on the hill when he saw a beehive that was so quiet he figured it was deserted, and not wanting any good honey to go to waste, he decided to help himself. Well, he figured wrong, and those bees didn't take lightly to him poking around. They stung him everywhere that was available, and Poppy lit off and run the mile to the creek. Poor Poppy was covered with stings. He jumped in the creek and smeared mud all over himself. It seemed to help because those bees either didn't recognize Poppy or they didn't like the taste of mud. His grandma seeing him coming home covered in mud and wondered what mischief he'd gotten himself into. Poppy explained the best he could, and his grandma made sure that he got a hot bath, then made a paste of baking soda to take